Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lauren Pham. I'm the Vice President of Communications here at Leading Age, and we would like to thank you for joining us for our conference call about our Innovations Fund. We are very excited this year to be offering grants for two different kinds of programs. One is for innovative dementia care programs, and we'll be funding a total of $50,000 devoted to that. You can apply either for $50,000 for a new project or $25,000 to implement and replicate an existing program. And then the second type of grant is for addressing mental health needs in affordable housing settings. For this, we have a total of $100,000 devoted for grants. And again, you can apply for $50,000 for new projects or $25,000 to implement an existing program or replicate one. And we are very grateful to our partners on the Innovation Fund, and they are the New Portland Foundation and also the Great Minds Gala. I am now going to ask my colleague Alicia Sanders to talk a little bit about the applications and the application process. Alicia has been our project officer since the beginning of our Innovation Fund. So Alicia, please share some insights with us.
Sure. Hello everyone, thanks for joining us today. I want to just share a few bits of advice with you for preparing your application. I think that application itself is pretty straightforward. We tried to make it relatively simple and are not asking you to write a book for us, so you'll see that there were limitations on everything. But if anyone has any questions about the application itself, certainly let us know in just a few minutes. But what I wanted to do is share a little bit of advice with you on writing a competitive application. Please keep in mind that the only way we can judge the application is by the words on the page that you give us. So I say that just to let you, to tell you to please be really clear and as detailed as you can be about what it is you're proposing to do. So I know that we have put some word limitations in, but we think there's still enough space there for you to give us as much detail as you can about what it is you're proposing, what exactly is the intervention or the idea that you're proposing, how are you going to implement it, what are the services going to be, who are your partners going to be, what are the kind of tasks that you're going to be doing. Just the more detail, the better, so that we can be really clear about what it is you're proposing. And I would suggest that you have somebody else read the application for you, just to make sure that their understanding is the same as what you think you're putting on the page. We all think that we say things and we know what we're saying and we think we get it on the page, but we don't always. So please just have someone else read it for you to make sure you're conveying all the ideas that you think you are. And so I'm going to turn it back to Laura. And any other questions you have about the application, please just bring them up.
Great, Alicia, thank you so much. So if you would like to ask a question, please press star 2 on your phone, and that will put you into our question queue. And then when we're ready for your question, the system will let you know that it is your turn. We will take as many questions as we can within our allotted time, and I already see some questions coming in, so let's get started.
The next question is from
Terry Mammies.
Your line is now open.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. I kind of maybe jumped the gun a little bit, and maybe you'll get there, obviously, but we're looking at implementing a program that is new to us but has been used by other people. So would that be considered a new program or a reinvention of a program? Would that go under the $50,000 line or the $25,000 line, basically?
Yeah, even though it's new to you, if it's a program that's been implemented before and you're adapting it to something new or different to your environment, that would be an adaptation of an existing program.
Okay.
$25,000.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So the hitch there is that we have to be using a program, an older program or a program that's already been developed in a new and different way.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is not fund
people just to implement existing programs. But we know that there are existing programs that are that could be adapted to new circumstances, and there's innovation in that if you are using it in a way that it hasn't been using, perhaps with a new population, or perhaps you're using and bringing a new workforce category into it, or changing up something about the implementation of it.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll take our next question.
The next question is from
Deborah Lang.
Your line is now open.
Hi, everybody. I am doing private home care for developmentally disabled, medically fragile, and behavioral issues. Would this, and they are in private homes living with families, would this be appropriate for mental health needs and affordable housing?
That would not be, because we are looking at programs that are implemented in congregate affordable communities, so apartment complexes, not out in their freestanding home.
Okay, what about CCRC?
If they have an affordable component to it, yes. But the mental health component is a segment of this year's call is focused on low-income individuals living in affordable properties.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from
Monica Burnham.
Your line is now open.
Good afternoon, ladies. My question is if we would be able to submit more than one grant application. There are two major categories that we might want to submit, one in each.
You certainly are allowed to submit in more than one category. I think it would be only fair of us to say that that would be unlikely for one organization to receive more than one grant, but it is not necessarily forbidden. So I guess it's a question for you of how much time and effort you would want to invest in applying.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from
Molly.
Your line is now open.
Hi. I'm also calling with a question about the definition of a new program. We are doing a program that I don't believe is being done anywhere else. However, we have been doing it at our facility since January. Is that still considered new?
We're thinking.
Yes, that would be considered a new program.
Okay.
But you could apply for the $50,000 new program grant.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
The next question is from
Leanne and Ashley.
Your line is now open.
We have a pretty simple question. We were just wondering if you would like to see the application in APA formatting or if it doesn't need to be in any sort of particular format.
The only requirement we have is that it's done through the online application on the website. So in terms of adherence to any kind of style, that's not really a concern of ours. So it does have to comply with word limits. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Would you like to see, if we reference a source in sort of an APA style, is that going to count as a word?
Yeah, anything that you put in there would count as a word, so you probably would not want to use up your space with a full reference.
Okay.
So I would, if you do need to cite something, it probably would behoove you to do it in the most efficient way possible, but you do not need to include full references.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
The next question is from
Pam Merchanthouse.
Your line is now open.
Hi, I have a question. We will probably...
The next question is from
St. Paul's.
Your line is now open.
Hi. Can you, in terms of this grant, can you kind of define what innovation or how that's measured? I know what innovation means, but how is it going to be measured in terms of this grant?
Okay, we're happy to take that on, but I did inadvertently cut off a previous questioner, so if you could get back in the queue, we'll try to get to you, and if we don't, please email innovations@leadingage.org, and we'll make sure that your question gets answered. I apologize about that.
That's
so, the question was about definition of innovation, and I'm looking at my colleagues to see if they want to take a first stab at that.
You know, I mean, innovation obviously it's kind of in the eye of the beholder. So I think what we are just trying, you would just need to make the case to us as to why what you all are doing is bringing a new model, a new process that would be valuable to the field. I think what we are really just trying to bring out is ways of doing things that are going to help improve the care delivery process and improve outcomes for the people we all serve and the workforce that we support and the family members that we support. So I don't think there's any one definition of innovation. It's just bringing a new valuable program or tool or process to the field. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from
Yvonne Napolitano and Amy Geisler.
Your line is now open.
Hi, we have a few questions here. The first one is, have these two types of categories in the area of dementia been funded before and from this particular donor? And if so, are there any winning recipients listed somewhere just to see examples of what's been awarded in the past?
Thank you for that question. The answer is no. This is our first foray into grants around dementia, so we don't have any existing projects that you could reference.
Okay. Our next question is, will the grant applicants be judged on the total numbers of people that are being served versus the quality of the programming and what it can bring?
No, they're not. The applicant is not going to be judged on the total number of people served. They're really looking for innovative programs that bring something different to the organization and can improve the lives of those who are in your organization. So we're not having a higher number of people served isn't going to give you more points for the application.
Okay. The emphasis is certainly more on the quality of the program that you're proposing.
Great. Thank you. Our third question is, it says that ineligible activities are general operating support. When you say that, are you meaning that someone just couldn't apply for the salary of an additional person, or are you saying that when we submit the application that we couldn't identify salary in the budget for the entire program budget?
Yeah, so sorry if that's confusing. You certainly can include salary in your budget, any cost that it includes to operate the program. When we say general operating, it really is more that we are not funding existing programs, that you're just trying to find continued funding to support.
How about, would you be funding expansion of an existing program?
An expansion could be possible if you were saying you were making, if you were doing something different or additional to the program, but if you were just trying to expand it to a new site or an additional number of people, that to us would be considered an existing program and general operating support.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
So, thank you.
The next question is from
Mary Martha Stewart.
Your line is now open.
Hi, I have two questions. The first is, I work for a health system that has multiple sites and facilities. Could we apply for funding to implement our staff training program at multiple sites?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I understand that we have to apply under one provider member, but we would actually want to implement the program at multiple sites, so that would be okay?
That's fine. As long as that provider member is a member of Leading Age, then right. I think they're having, there's precedent that those Leading Age members who are partnering with other sites, whether or not they're Leading Age members, that's okay as long as the applicant is a Leading Age member.
Okay.
Right. And you can implement what you're proposing to do in as many sites as you'd like.
Okay, wonderful. And then my second question has to do with the budget document. I might be misunderstanding this, but under the description of funding columns, it says grant request, total grant request column should not exceed
$25,000. That is probably an error on our part that we didn't go in and update this year's spreadsheet. So we will, thank you for bringing that to our attention, and we will take a look at that and clarify it and correct it if needed.
Okay, so if we're applying for $50,000, we can just go ahead and put that number in and it won't get kicked out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It won't forbid you from putting anything in, but we will get an updated one to the website.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
The next question is from
Meta Wood.
Your line is now open.
Hi, all. I have a question. I've never really done anything along this line before, and I'm looking at the fund project budget. How complex does this need to be?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand your question when you say how complex does it need to be.
Well, I'm looking at all the different categories, project operations, consultants, equipment, etc. Does Leading Age offer any sort of guidance with how to actually get to these figures, or is there anything that I could find?
The categories on the budget sheet are just that. They're categories. It's not required that you have something in each one of them. You can have a very simple project that only has staff costs in it, or maybe staff costs and some equipment costs. That's fine. You certainly don't need to have anything under every category.
Okay, so it's really not necessary to sort of like dig deep into the minutiae of all these figures. It's just, this is sort of like a cursory look at what my program might need.
It is a look of how much money you are specifically requesting to implement what you are proposing.
Okay.
So you may have something in all those different categories, you may have something in only a couple of them, but we don't, if you do have something in different categories, we want it broken out into those categories. We don't want just one lump sum.
Okay.
All right. We want to know what the budget components of your project are.
Okay. Well, that's a little clearer for me. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from
Ken Greshek.
Your line is now open.
Hello.
Hello.
So can the grants be multi-year, or do we need to spend the money on one calendar year or fiscal year?
1 year.
Yeah, the grants are only 1 year grants. They're not multi-year grants.
All right. And they are specifically for the 25 or 50. It's not like up to 25 or up to 50.
It is. It's up to you either. If you wanted to ask for $18,000 or $47,000, you could do that.
Perfect, Ola. Thank you much.
Sure. Thank you.
The next question is from
Jackie Carson.
Your line is now open.
Hi, everyone. My question is, you answered it one part, if we were working with someone as long as we are the lead person on it. However, what if we have an idea and there might be another source that also was working with us for some grant money? Are we okay to work with another source of funding? We're working with a town on an idea of with our senior center and our adult day center with caregivers and introducing them and encourage them to use adult day the caregivers.
So Jackie, are you saying that you're asking if you could just leverage funds from another source?
Yes.
So you could have a total budget, a much bigger project, and these funds would be part of the total budget. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That just came at the right time. Okay, great. Thank you.
The next question is from
Jeffy Sestra.
Your line is now open.
Our question was related to the timeline as well. When does the actual timeline start for the budget?
I believe that we will do this as we have in the past, is that the funds will officially start on January 1st, 2015. And we'll go to the end of the calendar year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
The next question is from
Susan Cincinnati.
Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. My question is, will this grant cover educational training for community responders?
The grant could cover education for those types of people. Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure. Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from
Pam Merchanthouse.
Your line is now open.
Hi. I have a question. If we apply for the $25,000, will you give, for example, $12,500, or will you give three or four? Will you give more than one grant, possibly?
Possibly, yes, but that will all just depend on our review process, what we did and what people are asking for, yeah. So it's certainly possible, but we just couldn't tell you exactly what it would be.
Okay, great. Thanks.
The next question is from?
Ray Connor at Springmore in Raleigh.
Your line is now open.
This is not Fred. This is Phyllis, but I'm with Fred. I have a question about the eligible activities. It says it's for improving the lives of people with dementia or staff training program, and we're wondering if that would include also programs for caregivers of people with dementia, other than we already have a support group, but we're thinking other activity kind of things for caregivers.
Yes, that would include programs or training for caregivers.
Okay, that's great. I have another question then. Under project replicability, discuss how this project can be replicated by others. Would the replication of the project include indicating how they could do it with that same amount of money?
No, not necessarily. We just want to be sure that we are, since part of the goal of the Innovation Fund is to help grow the field, we want to make sure that we're funding projects that aren't just so unique they can't be replicated in other places or by other organizations.
Okay.
So money is not necessarily the case, but really just how it's if it's possible and how it's possible that other communities could.
Okay. Thank you.
So before I take the next question, I'll say that we are nearing the end of our question queue. So if you are thinking about asking, please press star 2 now because we may be nearing the end of the call.
The next question is from
Lauren Brock.
Your line is now open.
My question was answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I should point out that if you are in the question queue but want to drop out, you can just press star 2 again.
The next question is from
Dr. Frankel.
Your line is now open.
Yes, I'm asking a question about project sustainability. It's one of the issues that we've had to address in the past. We're one of the partners of one of the people who are applying for the grant, and one of the things we are considering or brainstorming about is placing a satellite mental health clinic that destigmatizes mental illness on site. Is it possible to bill for services if the grant is won?
I'm not sure that's a question for us. I mean, you would not, that that would be a question you all would have to answer in terms of if you could bill Medicare or Medicaid or private insurance. You could bill...
Assuming that we could.
Am I understanding your question correctly?
Right. In other words, there are some grants that don't permit billing. It's considered double dipping. Other grants do permit it. Does this grant permit it?
This is not something that has come up for us before. So if it's okay with you, if you wouldn't mind sending an email to innovations@leadingaid.org, we'll need to consult with some folks from our fund about this, and then we can reply to you that way.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
The next question is from
Giselle Aguirre.
Your line is now open.
Hello, everyone. My question is in regards to innovative programs. It's a two-part question. The first part is it possible to use information from programs that have been developed but are international but have not been used in the U.S.?
Yes, that would be possible because you're taking it to a different setting, so that would be possible.
Okay, and the second part is certification. There's an existing program to be incorporated into a new training program, but it's an existing program.
You're doing what? I'm sorry, certification?
Yes, for instance, an idea was music and memory, and this is certification, and that would be part of the training process.
Giving certification to the participants?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so again, let me remind people, if you have a question, to please press star 2, and then we'll take the next question.
The next question is from
Delzora Abel.
Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. I am new to this process as well, and my question is, could you speak a little bit about the review process for us?
Sure. We have a review committee of 7 people, and they are a mix of executives from leading age state associations and provider members. Just to let you know that if they're on the review committee, they are not allowed to apply for an application, apply for a grant, excuse me. And we have a scoring process that the group goes through with each application, and it's a bit of a mix of a scoring and then an objective and a subjective process. They go through 2 levels of review with every application until they come to a conclusion on who the grantees will be.
Thank you.
Sure.
The next question is from
Beth Keough.
Your line is now open.
Yes, based on your comment that you just made about the reviewers, are the CEOs or whoever's on those committees already know that they are participating?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're not seeing any more questions in the queue, so I'll give just one last reminder to please press star 2 if you'd like to ask a question. I can also remind everyone that the application deadline is August 4th, and if you have additional questions or any problem logging into the site, please send an email to innovations@leadingaid.org. Okay, so we are seeing no more questions. Oh, I'm sorry. One just came in. Thank you for
the next question is from
Chaplain Jan Anderson, Baby Retirement Community.
Your line is now open.
Yes. Good afternoon. This is Jan Anderson calling. My question is just whether there'll be another round under these same guidelines for your grants. We discovered this quite late, and we're not ready to apply, most likely.
I see. We do anticipate having another round of funding next year, but we do not know yet, or we've not defined yet, what funding will be in terms of categories for next year. So I can't tell you for sure that we'll be once again doing dementia and mental health and affordable housing services.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. We don't seem to have any more questions in. So, again, you can email us. Somebody just came in. That always works. Hang on.
The next question is from, your line is now open.
Hello, can you ask your question, please?
Sorry, I just saw on the paperwork that one line says projects can take place in any residential setting, nursing home, assisted living, adult daycare, etc. And another says not in any license. Eligible extra. So I'm confused.
It's for the two, I believe it's for the two different types of grants.
Okay.
For the dementia grants, it can be in any setting, nursing home, assisted living, but for the mental health, there is a specific setting that you can conduct the project, which is low-income housing.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that clarification. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, I keep trying to say that we have no questions left, so I guess this is really last call, and somebody just came in. Thank you.
The next question is from
Stephanie Shivers, Jenna White, Eileen O'Connor.
Your line is now open.
Hi, just a clarification for that with a dementia care grant. Is a residential setting also considered residential if it's at home? Or does it have to be an institutional residential setting?
They're doing all the different settings, nursing home, assisted living, and it could be in the home in community-based care.
Great, thank you.
The next question is from
Susan DeWitt Wilder.
Your line is now open.
I have a question about the use of the reference to adult day center in here under residential setting. Ours are independent adult day centers, not connected to a residential setting. Are we still eligible to submit?
Yes, that would still be eligible.
Thank you.
Okay, again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 2. We'll give just one more minute. Our application deadline is August 4th, and you can submit additional questions via email to innovations@leadingage.org. Okay, thank you all very much for joining our call, and we are looking forward to receiving your applications. Have a great day.